You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
I can't believe this is happening. After all this time, we've come so far. We've done so much together. Me and my friends.
I can't even joke about that. Anyways, welcome back to No Dumb Idea.
I thought we were going to linger on that a little bit longer.
I was going to linger, yourself. And then the taste was bad in my mouth. Yeah, I literally...
Gym leader Nate, you got to believe in yourself.
I forgot the power of...
Go ahead and gather all the power of dumb.
How do I use the power of friendship? If I'm not friends with myself.
The One Piece really was just being dumb.
Yep, true. Anyways, this is No Dumb Idea. a podcast about pop culture referencing and making jokes about all the things we love, from games to books to movies and beyond. I'm Gym Leader Nate, one of your hosts, and I'm here with my friends who will be with me to the very end.
And I'm Master Gibbledang.
And it's me, Dubbed Dalla. I'm Dubbed for listeners.
You don't want to commit to the bit. Do a voice.
Yeah, I don't. Ooh, woo.
Lame.
There you go.
Wow. I
did one. Nice.
So, yeah.
Ooh, woo.
Ooh, woo. I feel, I don't know. I'm like.
Well. I failed people to could think. Probably tell at this point. Oh, sorry. You failed to think?
I failed I'm to so think sorry. Of another anime reference. I'm trying to like. Yeah.
Well, then this might be a rough episode for you, because this is going to be an
looks
entire
like it's
anime
me, Dalla.
Episode.
Look.
What do
I guess I'll be Dalla.
You come here.
There. Happy?
Not really.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Just honestly, a wall of noise.
More be happier than before.
Yeah, this, dude, I'm sure we've lost so many people so far. Talking over each other, yelling, racial stereotypes.
No,
is it racial stereotypes?
I feel like anime characters most of the time are raceless. You know, they're just kind of amalgamations of crazy emotions and expressions, essentially. Anyways, we're going to be talking about anime today. We're going to break down, just exactly what we look for in animes, what a good anime means to us, and exactly what would make a good anime. What type of, IP or idea or franchise really should be told in anime format, and maybe is possibly best told in anime format. They just haven't found out yet because they haven't tried it.
Because they haven't heard us this episode yet.
Mm-hmm, exactly. But before we start off here, how is everybody? How are we doing? How are we feeling coming into this space? Because, I want to make sure everybody's feeling good and stable before we talk about some of the most insane shit anyone's ever heard of, which is often what anime is about.
Yeah. I'm doing good, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool.
Have you been shooting b-ball outside of the school?
No, not really.
Get
not
one
really.
Fight.
No. Don't keep going, Dolly. No, yeah, no. That's a, not really. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's, yeah. That's my favorite anime, though. Come on, now. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Fresh Prince, the anime? Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing this Dracula game. And by I've been playing, I mean that last night I spent about 20 minutes on it.
Marvel Rivals?
That game sucks, but Dracula
Resurrected. Dracula in it.
It's called Dracula. They put Dracula in that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, the official season one is in a New York that's bathed in eternal night because Doom gave Dracula this artifact that let him permanently freeze the world in a blood moon.
But you can't play as Dracula.
No, you can't play as Dracula.
Blade's coming out at some point, though. Oh, you don't like Blade? Okay.
Blade is going to eventually...
Anyways...
you're playing some Dracula game?
Gibbledang doesn't like good things. We've been over this. Anyways.
Yeah, well... Oh my god, we'll get into that later, too. I've been playing this Dracula game. It's called Dracula Resurrection. It's crazy, because my older brother played it when he must have been 13 in, the 90s, I believe.
Oh.
Or a long time ago. And I remember I had the faintest memory of this game, so I had to, look up, descriptions of what I remembered and kind of work backwards from there. And I found it, and now I'm playing it. And, yeah, I've got about 30 minutes into it. Seems pretty cool, very atmospheric. But it's atmospheric, but then once it gets to the, cutscenes, it looks very cheesy. So it's kind of like a flip-flop back and forth. But it's cool so far. It's a point-and-click. It's been a while since I played one of those.
No shit. I see. I'm looking through pictures of it and someone comparing it. There's a post, someone comparing it to Resident Evil 8. Funny enough.
Interesting.
With some of the cutscenes and aesthetic. I mean, it's just a gothic horror. That sounds dope. I remember seeing this box somewhere, the PS1 version of it, I guess, at least. But I never played it.
Yeah, the first three games were on sale on Steam for $3 or maybe even $1.
Sure,
yeah. So, picked them up.
No shit. No.
I just realized my fan was going the entire time.
Oh, well.
Honestly, yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's a lesson.
My audio is just going to be shit. My audio is just going to be shit for the first 6 minutes. I don't care. I'm not turning. I'm not.
You know, what we call that? A lesson.
Yeah, the lesson is still, it's Gibbledang's fault. Anyways,
Wait, so I'm curious, though, or go on.
With what?
With your
Who
week.
Go on?
Yeah.
Other than that,
That and hunting rats with snakes.
Hunting rats with snakes, Well, I was thinking of something. I was trying to think if I had anything before that. Did I?
There was something you said you wanted to talk about, but you're going to save it.
I know, but I'm wondering if that's the rats with snakes.
Okay.
If you're going to cut this little bit out. No, I'm just trying to think of what, if I did anything else. You know, I guess I watched... I haven't finished it, but Creature Commandos, that's been kind of cool. The new DCU.
Very good.
It's been pretty fun. Pretty fun stuff.
I saw two episodes with you guys. But,
Yeah, there's that. Nosferatu came out recently. That was really cool. I talked to my dad on the phone, and he was like, I'm going to watch that new Lion Man movie. I'm like, don't. You don't need to. God.
Lion King,
Lion Man.
You know that
Lion King and Wolf Man put together.
You know that lion guy. You know the guy who's a lion. What's up with that?
Craven.
Yeah,
you're gonna watch Craven.
My dad. Yeah. Gonna...
No, Mufasa. I'm tired. He's a real lion guy.
Other than that, that was it for my week.
I wonder if they got James Earl Jones back.
Whack.
But you were also talking before this about some snakes and rats situation, hunting rats with snakes.
Oh yeah, so a long time ago, about 10 years ago, in my family home, my brother lost I think his friend or his girlfriend's pet snake in the front of our house, I don't know what happened, but basically the snake was there and then it was gone. And I remember at the time we used to have mice in our walls and stuff. And eventually the mice went away. And you know, like, we were doing things to get rid of the mice too, obviously. But then I remember at one point, like a couple years later after that, my dad was in the garage and he was doing something and he made a hole. He had to make a hole in like the drywall. And like he did, and out comes this snake that must have been like 3 times bigger than what it was.
Holy shit.
Nice. Oh, it had a steady stream of rats and mice to feed on.
I remember being like, what the fuck? We were all like, what the fuck?
It probably cured your rat or mouse problem.
Yeah.
Or at least
most likely.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul, I guess.
Shit. Of course, yeah. So listeners, from an expert in the pest control business, you know, you got a problem with rats? Put a snake in your walls.
I might need that.
Put a snake in it.
You got a mouse in this house right now.
Just let a snake free. Just get yourself a snake.
Honestly, just get a snake. Free roaming snake. I'm sure.
No joke.
The dog would do fine with that.
No joke. I had like the idea. It was like a passing idea. What? Well, I was just saying, like, what if I borrowed one of y'all's cat just to, like, hunt the fucking mouse and then brought it back to you guys?
Just to get the mouse.
Yeah, just to get this one mouse and then be like, all right, cool, here you go.
No joke idea.
No joke idea.
No joke idea.
No joke.
Yeah. That's going to be our serious podcast where we talk about politics.
Yeah.
No jokes, yeah.
It's all politics and economics and things like that.
But the no is spelt right.
We're going to be like, what is the Dow Jones really?
What is the deal with politics?
All right. Hi, it's me, Dala. Today's episode, we're going to file taxes. So you're going to want to get your W-2 and...
Nice. Or it could be like that Caleb guy and just scream at people who spend too much money on Amazon.
All right. Yeah, I'm down. That's my next episode.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either. But...
Oh, you haven't seen that? The financial planning... like TikTok, like it's a podcast, but I just see the clips on TikTok all the time, and it's about like people being in like hella debt, and they don't like make enough money to meet any of their payments, and their like financials are all like in a mess. So they come on the show to have this guy like tell them what's wrong with their finances,
berate them, talk down to them,
but literally just berates them.
Hell yeah,
100%. Well, nice, and they purposefully get the most obnoxious people they can.
Oh, I'm sure.
Who are people who are just like, you really expect me to not spend $1,400 a month on Amazoning clothes and other items to my house for no reason?
And it's just Amazon exclusively that they talk about?
A lot. It's sure like Amazon, it's a lot of it's also, you know, interest rates and loans.
It's called
and
like
you bought a second car when you didn't need one, and your second car's loan interest rate is so high that you literally will never pay this off because you don't make enough money
to it.
Shit like that. Yeah.
You're now watching.
So it's just funny watching his head explode.
You're now watching Trapped in the Amazon with Liam Gallagher. Who's Liam Gallagher? Someone of the ones.
What?
That's the guy from Oasis, I think.
It's the show. It's the show that you're
Trapped
describing.
In
Trapped in the Amazon.
Yeah. It's about people like a singer from Oasis.
Sorry, Liam Gallagher.
Oh, I see. You're going off of the Amazon.com thing. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. I guess I'm just a...
It was a while back that I said it wasn't just Amazon.
Yeah,
so
I guess
I didn't...
Wow.
People
being
latched onto the... that one part.
Yeah, really hard.
I don't blame him though. I do that shit all the time.
Yeah, you guys look at me like I'm Quasimodo or something.
You are half formed. Anyways, how's your week been, Dala?
Which half?
Would you like to know?
Yeah,
anyways. on my mother's side, anyways.
Ooh, nice. half of my mom's side, but the other half's my dad's mom's side. So that, no. No, I've been fine. I've been good. Today, actually, funny enough, I was walking the dog like hours before this.
That is funny.
Yeah, well, no jokes. No joke ideas, remember? No joke ideas. It's all serious. Luckily, you made yourself up. But,
no, yeah, I did. I was so stupid. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. No, but I was walking the dog like a few hours like ago. And I live in Oakland, California. It's not.
Don't say that.
I, it, What?
It's no big deal.
No big like deal. That. You know. Yeah, no big deal. I mean, come find me.
Bleep that. I live in. Bleep that.
I live in.
Beep. No, but
yeah. So you never know.
Nate, bleep, bleep what he said.
I live in. Oh yeah, I will. I'll like put a real loud expletive bleep over it.
Really loud.
I could take it again.
It'll be my voice going Timbuktu.
Yeah. No. Oh, that, like, no, all right. Leave. Do
no,
that.
Put a really loud beep instead. Actually, I like that idea more.
There you go.
But it's you saying so, beep. But anyways, I was walking the dog.
So yeah, you live in.
Yeah. Do banjo kazooie sound like or some. Like the
there you go. Kind of you thing. Did it.
Yeah, just cut that there. But yeah, so I live. I was walking the dog, and there's this like random church, like I'm walking near. I'm walking towards it. This fucking spotlight just so bright as I'm walking, and it's like the one way I'm like walking. Like I can't really go any other way, so it's like staring at me. Like it's hard to not see it because it's like in front of me far enough. I get close enough. It's a fucking. They're shooting a short film there. And I was like, oh, like, interesting. I've never been, like, on a set before, like, or anything like that. And it's hella annoying because they stop you and they're like, all right, wait. And I'm like, I don't give a shit about your short film's movie shot. Like,
yeah,
I'm trying to walk my dog. Like, no one told me.
Like, I'm going to have my dog shit right in your shot. I hope you know that.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure his dick is, like, all in frame only. So you can't, it's not,
uh-huh,
you know.
Uh-huh.
But as I was waiting, I was, like, chatting with the guy a little. That's how I found out it's a short film and such. And I don't know. It was just, like, weird and annoying. And, like, I had to come back that same way, too. So it's just, like, like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this?
That reminds me, when my dad was working.
Mm-hmm.
And going downtown to the city, and they were shooting Batman.
Ooh. Begins?
The Dark Knight.
Or Dark Knight.
And, oh, yeah. Dark Knight. And so there was, like, times when the entire, like, Lower Wacker Drive was shut down, so they could use that? It to film.
Can you bleep that? That location?
Ugh, nah, Chicago's huge. There's a billion people there. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, your dad was like, hey, and then I saw a fucking Joker, and then there's a fucking penguin, and a fucking man bat.
No, but he did walk by, the set of, like, a giant smoldering helicopter.
Ooh.
Like from a helicopter.
It was actually a real one.
Yeah, it was a real Chicago. They just kind of messed up a little. Oopsie poopsie. A little bit of a, what's it called? A little bit of a, the Twilight Zone movie type situation.
Oh,
you guys hear about that?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm flying here.
It was an actor and two children.
And yes, yeah.
Anywho.
But actually, funny enough, you reminded me. When I went to New York as a kid, I guess it was around the time of one of the Batman movies, because my parents took me to like the Today Show, and it was fucking, of course, like Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman are like feet away from me, like, doing the interview. And I was just like, ooh.
Frick, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I almost touched them as a, like, 13-year-old boy or whatever I was at that age.
Oh, that's entirely too close.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Outside of anything that, else happened in your week, Bella?
Yeah, the only other thing is I've been getting excited for Superman, which is out later this year.
That movie, I am excited to see if it's good, because it looks like it's either going to be really good or awful with no in between. I don't feel a humdrum movie coming from this.
Think it's going to be awful.
There's a bunch of the shots that I'm seeing where I'm like, this is already not my favorite, like, cinematography wise. Sure. Like, so I feel like they're really gonna have
bad,
to
if it's bad. I feel like
sell it for me. You know,
I feel like actually at worst it's gonna be like just bland at worst, which is actually probably worse in my, because if it's like Madam Web, it's like I love that, you know, but it's not gonna be that bad, you know.
I think it'll be good.
I guess in my mind, that's the bad. That's the terrible option, is if it's just boring.
Oh, then sure, yeah. I don't know if it'll just be boring, bland. I think it'll be fine.
I don't know.
But
we'll see.
Because of my excitement, I've been checking out I think it's called My Adventures with Superman, the animated.
Yeah, that one's so good.
It's really fucking nice. I'm like, it's only four episodes in, but it's like super nice, cute, very kawaii, to keep on brand. They handle the characters really nicely. Like, it's no, like Lois feels like Lois and Jimmy feel like they're very active parts. Like, they're not just passive. Did I say Peter or some shit? What the fuck?
I don't know.
And Superman's kind of like a family guy, you know. And
I'm hoping, since Jimmy's so involved, they're gonna do, they'll just do the pink kryptonite storyline.
Ooh, but he's
just really push the envelope.
But he's actually.
Yeah.
But no, it's cool. The animation's great too. I mean, speaking of animation, like, it looked really. The only thing I don't like so far, and it's only, again, I'm only like four episodes, is like the villain design, character designs aren't really like anything to brag home about. To just kind of,
yeah,
very generic. Yeah. But that's, it's still early, so I'm hoping it gets better. But yeah, I would say highly check out if you need some Superman, something to check out, especially before. It's also very good to like for the whole family, lighthearted.
Well, for me, it was basically basically a whole lot of nothing, except for I made some special baked goods.
Ooh.
You know, some infused baked goods, if you will, with love. Mm-hmm. Yep, infused with love. With approximately 40 milligrams of love. No. So, yeah, other than that, it's been relaxing. Just been playing a lot of Marvel Rivals. Ooh. Now that we are in season one.
Yeah.
It's been pretty good. I've been playing more Squirrel Girl. Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman both came out. And everybody on Twitter tried to argue that Mr. Fantastic puffing up to be big and muscular was him copying Luffy from One Piece.
Yeah.
So funny. So funny to watch that beef to people. half of the internet screaming about how Mr. Fantastic's been around for decades longer and has done all of these things years and years and years ago. But then One Piece fans just being like, no, actually, because it looks like the thing I like, it's a copy of my thing.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing that same with
the because One Piece is everything, and One Piece is the only show. Yeah, so it's a copy of One Piece.
Why can't it doing the same just with the invisible be a reference?
It is. That's the thing. It's both. Like, he has done those things in the comic in the past, but they 100%, like, took a little bit of an homage to a modern, stretchy person.
That's why I don't understand the conflict on, like, whatever, social media or whatever. That's ridiculous.
You don't understand nerds fighting over specificity? Come on. I think it's the easiest thing to understand, either. The easiest thing to tolerate? Not so much.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into, you know, what we're talking about that lots of nerds like to fight over. Over and over and over again. One Piece and other animes, you know? So, what to you guys, like, I have a question, which is, like, what, like, in your eyes, like, what is, like, your favorite anime? Like, what is the one anime that, like, is the quintessential show that impacted you? Yeah.
Well, it's like the one anime that I remember that I loved as a kid, and I think it's mainly because I loved the aesthetic of it all, and not even so much like the art style, was Trigun. But that was the only one that I really watched growing up. That's not true. I did watch.
Such a good anime.
I watched and played some of the DBZ stuff, Pokemon, you know. But I feel like that's kind of its own category, like the games and the anime, Yu-Gi-Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing. I feel like the Saturday morning anime that you would watch kind of falls in its own whatever category. Yeah,
like what America got.
Yeah, kind of like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh especially. Yeah. They're just like Digimon. you just kind of accidentally saw episodes of them if you watched TV like as a kid.
Kirby too, shit.
DBZ. Yeah, DBZ. Like,
for kids TV like block, but I mean, I guess Adult Swim too, but or Toonami, sorry.
The older I got, the more, I don't know, the less anime that I watched, cuz like, I don't know. I guess I feel like growing up, it was a lot easier to latch onto one. But the older I got, the more that, like, suddenly every single anime was the best anime, and everyone's recommendation was like, dude, you gotta watch this one. Oh my god, but then you gotta watch this one. And you gotta watch fucking this one. You gotta watch this and that and that and that. And it became, like, not overwhelming, but it's like, what?
It's too popular. Impenetrable. Wasn't enough of counterculture anymore. Had to shy away from it. Sorry, guys. This isn't cool. Too many people like this.
Sure.
I'm just
yeah.
I think that I could see that. Like, we went from like a generation where we would get like curated like barely any anime with like the aforementioned Toonami and 4Kids, and then now it's like we have Crunchyroll. We have like all the anime at once. Where it's like, oh, to me, it's like that's a lot, and it's like a lot of it gets recommended. And so I end up not watching most of it. I also just don't do hot with shows in general. Like, we'll keep up with shows.
There's also just a lot of schlock that gets made with animes now, with like Netflix making animes and stuff, and like just there's a lot that like seems like there's a very niche audience they're looking for.
Yeah.
It's like kinda hard to pull people back.
And
in.
I hate the I hate the new trends of, like, the names that they're giving them, where it's like, I got turned into a slime? My sister fucking kicked me in the nuts and I got sent to the past? Fucking.
Yeah, help, my wife is a third grader.
God.
That's gonna be a game on its own.
That is a real one. Oh, there's a game at the end of today's episode. Fun. Don't you worry.
Okay. Cool. I mean, shit. All right, well, that was an answer to the question, I guess, at the start, too. I think for me, the biggest... I have two. One's a show, one's a movie. Probably about the same time. Cowboy Bebop show is what really got me into, like, anime. Or, like, what... Like, that's my favorite, like, go-to.
That one is
fire.
I've seen that.
I love the music, art style, the setting. It's, like, the first time I was, like... I don't know, it's like one of the first animes I saw outside of like DBZ, Pokemon, but it just felt so different and like unique, even though it's not, I mean, maybe for the time.
It is.
And then the...
Oh, it's definitely unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, that's why I'm like, oh, it just felt like, and as a kid, no one else was watching it. And so very, I mean, not to be like a fucking hipster as a kid, but it almost felt like I stumbled upon something that's like, what is this? Like, oh shit, I found some kind of hidden treasure thing, but no one's really, at least growing up, was talking about.
Yeah, the Netflix show is better, but I mean, this one's still cool.
Yeah, no,
it's like being one of the first people to be into Neon Genesis Evangelion. Yeah, like in the early days, that was something like you just kind of heard about. You know what I mean? You're like, what is this thing that like a small sect of people keep talking about?
Yeah, you'll see like something reference like the purple and green of like Eva 1. Every now and then, but it's like, this looks familiar, but I don't know where.
Like, what is this? Yeah. Is this Gundam? It doesn't look like the right colors.
Yeah, speaking of Marvel Rivals, fucking Penny Parker over there with them skins.
Yeah, honestly, like, looks exactly like Neon Genesis.
That and Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
And then the movie for me would be Akira. Akira is one where I'm just, damn, this is all hand-drawn, beautifully done. It's like a mix of horror, sci-fi.
You showed me that.
So good.
I watched that for the first time with you. I remember being like moved by it, like the soundtrack, the ending of it. Yeah. Like, oh my god, blew me away. Love it.
The sound design's so good, Akira.
That's
so true. Akira.
Goth babes.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, goth babes. Whatever that. But yeah, those are my like.
For me, it. Yeah, it's like for me, it's you know, I was a Naruto kid 100%. By the time I hit like 13, I discovered Naruto and I loved it. I would read the manga and I would watch the show.
Nice.
And then I started going on like the shady websites in order to get the show faster by watching the Japanese subbed instead of the dubbed so that I didn't have to wait. When Shippuden was happening, because like when Shippuden was coming out for the first like 75 episodes, it still hadn't even started in America, and I was like, this sucks, this show is 75 episodes in Japan and they haven't even started it in America. So I was I was all over Naruto.
Boruto's better though.
And funny enough, other than like Naruto and Yu-Gi-Oh, I didn't I didn't follow a lot of anime when I was younger, like from like my preteen teenage years. It was really, it wasn't until I got into college that my friends who knew anime better started me showing me a bunch of anime, and then I started watching a whole bunch. And that was like when I watched like Cowboy Bebop, Trigun, Yu Yu Hakusho, like Kill la Kill, Gurren Lagann. Kill la Kill is crazy. Yeah. And the Trigun, I was glad that Gibbledane brought that up, because Trigun is one of my examples of some of the best anime I've ever seen. Like,
mm-hmm. That one's good.
That one's just so incredibly fun to watch.
Yeah. I couldn't get in. Like, I love Kill la Kill a bit better than Gurren. But
Gurren Lagann?
Yeah. But no, yeah, that shit's fucking fire. I mean, just in general, like, thinking of mechs, like, some of the coolest mech designs and stuff all come from, or mostly come from animes. Like, Gundam, like, I've never seen a goddamn Gundam episode. I mean, maybe I actually have, like, in Toonami back in the day, but just, they look so cool. I want to buy all the Gundam toys, even though I've never seen a goddamn, like, lick of the episode.
Yeah. It's so funny, because, like, I didn't know how much I liked mech-related stuff.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know enough to know that the super that the Megazords and the Zords from Power Rangers was like a long running trope in Japan already. Mm-hmm. So like I literally was just but I was obsessed with the Megazords from Power Rangers. So it was like if only I had known, like I feel like if only I had known that I could be watching like Evangelion or Gundam, like that would have been
or Big Robo sick. Or whatever. Yeah, I actually saw one that I like wrote down. I'm like, what the fuck was it? It was like Excalibur. It's like this big mech one that I had not seen before. I saw a clip actually of like, it's like of the main character. I think it's like Excalibur or something like that, and he's fighting like a giant Santa mech. So I'm like, oh, I gotta check this shit out.
Nice.
From like the 80s or so. So I'm like, yeah, it's so cool.
All right, so here's a question.
Okay, I'm ready.
What makes an anime like good? Like, what are some of the things that would make it good to you? You know what I mean?
To me, I've come to realize that I'm not a big anime fan. I'm not a big A-head, as you guys call yourselves. Yeah, like I can't really.
Is that what we call ourselves?
Yeah, I've heard.
I think it's A-hole actually.
A-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have a whole.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like it's. I think it's just series in general. Like, it's hard for me to kind of get into them. But in general, I feel like it's easier for me to get into a series when it's just starting season one, and then after that, I'm like, okay, I can't be fucked. And then when it comes to all these, when it comes to all these anime, it's like, check this out. There's 3, 4, 5, 10 seasons of it, and it's like it's really good. You gotta check it out.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's why I really respect the animes like Gurren Lagann or like
one-offs.
Devilman Crybaby, where it's one season.
One of my favorites.
You know that you will begin it and end it, and then you will be done.
I think,
one of my favorites I got into Skullface Book Sailor Honda-san. It's like a comedy one. It's like a one-off, like shorts, very short.
That's funny.
I recommend.
I think what works best for me is anime movies.
Yeah,
I agree. There you go. So I mean, like that would be a big requirement for you to be something that you'd be interested in is most likely it would be a movie, and it wouldn't be a TV show. That's good to know. For me, it's like you know, it's an outlandish premise, sci-fi fantasy premise. Like that is, I feel like for me, what really like speaks to the genre and makes it a good watch for me is like something that is so ridiculous, you know they could never do it in like a live action TV show or a movie. Yeah, no other media could pull that off. I think those are the ones I really like because they really take advantage of the medium of animation.
Yeah.
Because for years, like that's all people had. There was no CGI. So if you wanted to see like a cool space show, I feel like that was part of the reason why like anime became a thing was because like that was how you saw things that could not be done realistically, so instead they're done stylistically.
Yeah. I'll say, actually, speaking of that, like, for me, my favorite animes are usually, like, 80s, 90s, hand-drawn. Like, in general, I just don't really, like, in general with animation, when there's, like, 2D, but then there's some elements that are 3D that stick out, like, a lot. Like, actually, that Superman show had, like, some robots that are, like, 3D, and I'm like, but it's, like, for just a couple scenes, you know.
I hate 3D animation so much.
There's some good ones, I'm sure, but most of the time I don't care for it.
Yeah, it's hard to think of any, honestly. Yeah. I think the ones that I really thought were good but used 3D animation at points, Demon Slayer uses 3D animation at points, but they also don't use it a lot.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important, too, is, like, 3D animation can be useful, but, like, it's about knowing when to tastefully splash it in and to not just, like, go heavy-handed with it. Because there's some 3D animes where, like, right where they start off, I'm like, so we're just making Code Lyoko again? Like, what are we doing here? this looks terrible. So, funny. So, yeah, I feel like another, you know, some typical things that, like, you'd also see in animes that kind of, like, speak to the genre and would, like, lend themselves to an anime if they had these. I feel like would also be, like, you know, like, stereotypical archetypal characters. Anime is real big on having characters be just, like, walking archetypes and literary devices, like... Just like, this is gloomy McSad guy, and his whole thing is he's gloomy and sad, and it's like, what's his power? His power is to make a cloud that rains over everybody and ruins their parade, and like, it's everything it's is nice like seat. Super hand over fist, like, yeah. It's all just so typical that, I don't know, I kind of love it, you know? It's like gives my reading comprehension a break. Just like give me a character named Villain McVillerson, and he's just like, I am King Evil, and I'm here to evil. And it's like, hell yeah, you are. Fuck it up. Well, the purpose of this episode, a big part of it, is I wanted to talk to you guys about like what things you know of or ideas that you've had or IPs that you enjoy, any of the above, which one of those do you think could be animated and translated to an anime medium? Because we're starting, and this is going to include animated series, because we're starting to see more and more that they're trying to dip, everybody's dipping their toe into the animated series / anime market. You know, Star Wars did it with Star Wars Visions, and like League of Legends has an animated series, not an anime, but an animated series.
They're starting to remake anime. One Piece got remade on Netflix.
That was honestly, it's kind of wild that they're like, listen, we know this show's way too fucking long. What if we made an abridged version?
Yeah, they start one, yeah.
Like, that's so funny to me that there's, like, gonna be two running continuities of One Piece at the same time. Yeah. Like...
That's not too uncommon.
The Pieciverse.
There'll be a crossover, it'd be crazy.
Ooh.
True. I always thought it'd be interesting for One Piece to cross over with One Punch Man, have be One Piece Man. But yeah, so like right off the bat, there's something I do want to talk about, which is something
Peace
that
Punch, you know, Man.
I think encapsulate Peace Punch Man.
Took me a while, but I got it.
There you go. Peace Punch 1. Anyways.
One Piece Punch.
I feel like something talked about should be... should be, like, or could be an anime... Because, like, you know, Star Wars kind of showed that, like, with that kind of sci-fi genre, like, it could work very well in anime and with the Star Wars Visions. So I feel like if they did Dune as an anime, You could go kind of crazy with it. Like, I think about, like, you know, the designing the thopters and the sandworms, yeah. And I feel like you could get some crazy shots and scenes of Dune, like, within the anime medium. And I feel like that... Oh, man, and with the duels, with, like, the... How the... They're, like, doing sword duels, essentially, because they have, like, the energy shields, and, like... Oh, man, it would... very much lend itself.
You can make you can make some really good filler too, I feel.
Yeah, you could. Honestly, like you would have to have like a training arc.
Yeah.
You'd easily have a training arc with him among the Fremen and a training arc with him among his sword master.
You have to have a tournament Duncan arc. Idaho. That's pretty typical trope of anime.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gotta have a tournament arc. That's so true. And then, like, there'd be, like, the oncoming war and, like, the kind of, like, very, like, Attack on Titan type of vibes to it. And, it would work. And there's so much romantic drama in it, too, which I feel like these are all, like, building blocks that make something, like, have everything it needs for an anime, you know? Like, crazy weapons and fights, you know? A very very interesting location and setting. Love triangles and messy love stories, you know? These are things that kind of... that sculpt the perfect anime. So Dune would slot right in there as an incredibly fun to watch, like, animated experience.
The budget's just the animation, mostly. So it's like their imagination is the limit of what they can depict.
Is their budget, some would say. The budget is the imagination. Yeah. Some would describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Boruto imagination has been limited. Yeah. Anyways. Is there anything that comes to mind for y'all that would lend itself towards the medium?
Can I go first? Because I'm not too super invested into anime.
Sure,
Comfy Dan.
But... Yeah,
Comfy Dan.
So the one thing that I've noticed is that... So I got two examples. One... with sports on the sports anime on the rise, you know, I've seen a lot of stuff about basketball, volleyball, firefighting, all these sports.
There's a good old fashioned Prince of Tennis from when I was we were in high school.
So
Prince of Tennis is an older one.
I'm thinking that the newest one would be a anime based on slap boxing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or no. Power slap.
The slap it trade-off sport.
Don't knock out kind of thing.
So it's about this guy, yada yada yada, you know, super skinny, then he eats a lot, and then he gets buff, and then like he has to train his hand to smack harder than the fucking he's got to maybe go find, like, an ancient master or whatever to teach him to smack as hard as the sun or something. And then he finds, like, his super enemy who has, like, a face made of stone that's stronger than the sun. And they end up facing off together. And then who knows what happens at the end. Maybe they become best friends and have to take on a bigger threat.
Bigger smack.
Have I shown you Moist Critical's God Slap?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were going to reference.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's a thing too.
Yeah. It's like very similar, but
as an anime.
It's not about the sport. Yeah. That one's just about killing people with slaps.
And then a second adaptation I'm thinking of would be The Office. It would be The Office adapted into an anime. Two fandoms I don't give a shit about. It's not comedy. It wouldn't be a comedy, but it hit all the like major beats from like all throughout the fucking 9-10 seasons or whatever. But it'll be compressed into one season, and it'll be called like either it'll be like the Office Memories and Legacies of Friends That We Made Along the Way or something like that. Or
yeah.
Or it would be like, I work at a paper company and I have to sell paper? Something like
yeah.
that.
Just like very.
It's like.
Like almost like a YouTube
another
thumbnail.
Day at the office. Scranton Adventures.
Yeah.
Ordering pizza at 3 a.m. and getting Freddy Fazbear? Like, ooh. That's what those anime titles remind me of.
God, yeah.
Oh, right. The, like, quote-unquote spooky,
clickbait.
Calling, like, clickbait yeah. YouTube videos. Oh, my God.
I turned my sister into a slime, and what happened next? And the big reaction points with yeah, marks and, like, shrug. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. That was good. I'd watch those. Yeah.
That's all I got. Yeah, I would watch that. I feel like I wouldn't watch The Office one, but I could see an entire genre of person who would watch yeah. The Office one.
It wouldn't be. It would just be a romance. It wouldn't be funny or anything.
Yeah, no, it'd just be a. No, it'd have to be a comedy.
Yeah, there's like.
So.
I've seen Your Love.
But then it would be anime style comedy.
That's not who it's for, though.
That's not what The Office is about.
Yeah, come on.
It's not about the comedy.
Yeah,
God.
yeah.
It's about friendship.
It's about the
Dala,
One Piece.
What do you got? No, it is friendship. It's
actually it turns out all animes are secretly looking about the One Piece. Piece.
Yeah. They found it actually in the Office anime. And they're like, well, we found the One Piece and we actually threw it away because we didn't know what the fuck it was. It was a paper mill factory. Why would
That's
we
funny.
Need it?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's the type of jokes they will do in comedic animes though.
Yeah, true.
Is like they do that. They love to reference other animes, and thus they'll do that type of joke where they'll be like, "What am I? Oh, I'm looking for something. Sorry. Oh, it's the One Piece. Anyways,
Sama-chan's like homework's like
who's Sama-chan?
She's a student at
Dala.
Yeah,
who is that?
Dala, what's
it's an
she
anime.
From?
Have you guys seen the fucking Office anime? God. There's only 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, true. No, catch up. There's Michael Scott Chan.
Pam Chan.
Pam Chan. Jim Chan.
They'll change some.
Oh, yeah, that's the real name Dwight of the Chan. Anime. Is the Office anime is like, please notice me, Michael Scott Kun. Like,
no, it'll be Jim Kun.
Jim Kun. Jim Kun and Pam Chan.
Anyways, yeah, Dala, yeah. What right. do you got?
But
Dala, do you have one?
Yeah, I got three.
Yeah, top it.
I have a little more than three. So this is one Netflix show called
You
one
have
Piece.
A little more than
they
three.
They should do an anime adaptation.
Okay, 40. But, you know.
So I do have more, but there's three that I actually want to talk about.
We were not allowed to know, actually. Mm-hmm. All we're allowed to know is it's more than three.
Mine's called Two Piece. It's called... No, I'm just kidding.
The Two Piece?
There's a bikini, but no one knows it's a bikini.
I was going to say that. It's about bikinis.
Yeah. The whole episode, trying to find a bikini. No, but in all seriousness, never. No joke. Ideas. I think the first one that came to mind pretty easily was fucking Aliens versus Predators.
Yeah, I said it first, yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically versus Predators.
I think, yeah, because when I think of it, I think of the comic book version of it, which is very different from the movies, first of all, because it takes place in the future. There's a lot of similarities, but it'd just be cool to see that, like, adapted in an anime with, like, I think 80s style animation, like sci-fi, the way that's depicted usually.
They,
The action,
they are...
the blood, and all that.
They are making a Predator anthology that's an anime. Should be coming out, I think, this year? Next year?
Yeah, that's right. But I want 80s or 90s style.
We'll see if it works.
Yeah, but I doubt it's going to be 80s, 90s style. That's what I'm like.
It's not.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be good, but I just like... My pitch would be... It literally looks like it's fucking Wicked City, or it's like Cowboy Bebop
Wicked.
Or something. Or it's like Wicked.
Defying Gravity.
Yeah, I think that'd be my number one. Number two, funny enough, I think it'd be kind of cool to see, like, an Evil Dead anime. Or, like, Army of Darkness anime. Because there's some, like, comedy. You could do a lot of, like... I like horror. And, like, the way it could be drawn. Like, Akira. Like, the body horror stuff and that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Ash could see a lady with fucking big titties. You know what I mean? Big honking titties. Wouldn't that be sick?
Yeah. The big honky
honkies. Yeah, that'd probably happen.
I mean, he'd probably.
He'd be like, gah!
And his nose would bleed.
I don't know if his nose would bleed, but he would like every muscle in his body would like flex, and then his eyes would like bulge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just an anime, usually with the, that's how they translate, that's how they draw and do the being overwhelmed by horniness, is they make the character's nose bleed. Yeah. It's like a trope in anime.
Do their eyes bleed? Because so I feel like his eyes would bleed in this scenario.
I mean, they would in this
one.
No,
it's just their nose. They, I think they're like implying there's like, so, there's, it's an increase of blood pressure to the point where your nose bleeds.
I've gotten horny that my eyes
bleed. The blood's
got
to go somewhere.
Like a lizard?
Yeah.
Like one of those lizards, yeah.
Oh,
like the snake in the wall. Yeah. There's a snake in my wall.
It's like that's actually how I come. It's out of my eyes mixed in with the blood.
Okay. What's next?
Is that normal?
Yeah.
I was gonna say I'm reading a book right now. Mm-hmm. So my other one that
right now,
like right this second.
You're on page 27. Damn.
The Bible.
I'm
the Bible anime.
Into the second. Yeah, I'm in the Bible.
I'm reading the book. The Bible. He said the
would,
book.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Chen.
I actually no. Real talk. doing the Bible or just stories from the Bible as an anime, but doing it 100% literally to what's in the Bible would be crazy. It'd actually be a great anime. Like there's several that would be very tight.
Jesus spent 3 episodes with filler of charging up so he could fight the Romans.
It's like I still need to see Noah, but I really want to because Noah is like that. Yeah. Where they don't.
They have the elementals and dragons and stuff.
Yeah, Nephilim and like the seraphim.
The anime,
and like how. Noah, the anime. See what I'm saying? It rolls right off the tongue. But no, there's a book series. There's a book series I'm reading which inspired this entire episode. Because as I've been reading it, well, listening to it on audiobook, I'm into the second book now, and all I think the entire time is like, this should be an anime. This should be an anime. It's crazy how close to it is to animes. Mm-hmm. And it's the Stormlight Archive
it's a Dragon
series
Ball Z.
By Brandon Sanderson. Yeah, it's Dragon Ball Z, the books.
The books. Okay.
So the Stormlight Archive is a series. The first one's The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson. And this series is so anime because, like, it is, like, right away, they're like, okay, in this world, they have magical thunderstorms that are like huge magic hurricanes that blow through constantly, and everybody has to always be ready for the magic hurricanes. Mm-hmm. And there's kingdoms, and the kingdoms have shard bearers who wield giant swords the size of like an entire person and wear magical armor so that they can like fight and jump great distances, and they have super strength, and their swords can cut through anything and can like cut stone like butter. And it's like, this all sounds so incredibly anime.
Yeah.
And like, the more it goes on, they're like, oh, and here's a scene of them fighting a giant bug monster with their swords that can cut through anything, and like hacking apart this giant bug kaiju thing. Like, it just, if anybody who listens to this episode who's read the Stormlight Archives would know exactly what I'm talking about, and I urge anyone else who hasn't to pick it up if you're looking for something to read or listen to like I do, because
I'm curious if it's like actually inspired, like
so good,
if the writer is like inspired by animes to like with the writing.
I mean, I feel like he has to be to some degree, like the way things are described. It's like everybody has all this like magical armor that's all that they paint in bold colors, and there's like a red one and a blue one and a yellow one, and like,
you know,
so it's like vaguely sounds like Super Sentai. Yeah, anyways,
all of these describing colors and talking about magic makes me think that a Magic the Gathering anime would be pretty tight.
Also on my list. Yeah. Yep. Oh, nice. Magic the Gathering was my third one, because Magic the Gathering has so many stories
yeah.
that you can very easily make it to an anime.
You got Wolverine. And because they make got My Little Pony. You got Transformers.
Yeah, exactly.
You got Ghostbusters. Stories prime for television and movies.
And anime, would be the other thing. It would be so nice to have something from Magic Story made into another medium before the card game becomes not about Magic's story either.
Yeah.
It would be nice for them to give us something that is more focused on the actual story of Magic the Gathering.
I've always told Nate that my perfect Magic the Gathering adaptation would be an isekai where the main characters are teenage kids that get thrown into a magical universe that is the Magic the Gathering universe, but all the IPs that you see and all the main characters that join the journey are Optimus Prime, My Little Pony, like Assassin's Creed, and it's a story entirely removed from the Magic the Gathering plot. Exactly. It's Ready Player One. The movie makes $1 trillion. And it's the most successful movie ever.
And then no one plays Magic the Gathering ever
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
perfect.
Capstone
and
it all.
We all sell our cards and we're much better off for it.
Do that,
look
but
how much money we save, babe.
God.
Be cheaper, probably, somehow.
It'd definitely be cheaper. The amount of money I've wasted on Magic the Gathering is astronomical over the years since I was 15 years old. So
fair.
I've tried to come up with a rough estimate before, and it's usually around like maybe 40k.
That's a different property.
Warhammer.
Yeah, that's
Warhammer. Yeah, true. Yeah, that's definitely expensive though. Yeah. 40K, it's called 40K because that's how much you got to spend in order to play that fucking hobby.
To get in, to start.
Yeah, that's the entrance fee. Yeah. God. Well, you know, do you have any others, Dala? You know, like Stormlight Archives and Magic the Gathering. Those were my two big ones. Like, especially Stormlight Archives, because sheesh. There's like a little fairy that constantly takes the shape of like a girl with flowing hair, and I'm like, this sounds so anime. Like,
yeah,
100%. So sorry, that was just another one.
Oh no, you're good. The only other one I really want to highlight is I had this one like just I was like and. It's a bit. It's more of like a manga, I guess. But then you can adapt it to a bad anime. I will say a poorly done anime.
Absolutely.
I want to see Junji Ito do an adaptation of a Cronenberg movie or some sort of Cronenberg, because he's done Frankenstein adaptation, and that's one of my favorite Frankenstein adaptations, like from the original.
Yeah.
And then you could do it as a shitty bad anime because none of his books do work well or are not funded enough for it, at least. But
yeah.
I don't have a preference for Switch, but I would just love to see.
Did you watch the...
Uzumaki? No, I was waiting for
it to be done. I kept seeing scenes from it, and I was like...
I heard only the first episode was like top tier, and then it just everything after that was fucked up by delays and rewrites and shit like that.
Yeah, because it's been in production for like almost like 5, maybe more years. And they used, I think, most of the budget on the first episode, not knowing that they wouldn't get more. And so it's like the first episode is like really good. Well, and like the trailer, funny enough, is all the scenes from that episode. And then when you get to like later ones, the story isn't as like fleshed out or as like edited, you know, finalized. And then also like the animation's like a little more stilted. I mean, I've heard people say they still like it, but I think that's just also like...
Those are bad fans.
I don't think they're fans of Junji Ito. I think they're just like anime.
Oh, even worse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But
it's like
that's what I want to see.
I also just saw like I saw people showing scenes where like you can see the like a picture of somebody like they're supposed to be like running away, and it's just like a pig file like getting dragged across the screen. With,
it's
like
two
no changes.
It's like maybe two images, and then they just alternate
two frames.
And that's it.
Yeah,
just like back forth. So it's like an 8-bit video game, fucking Mario. Yeah,
incredible stuff.
It's, rough, unfortunately. Hopefully one day. I don't know. I don't really. I mean, I love his art. I don't really necessarily need to see it moving personally, but yeah.
That's fair. A true Jujito adaptation of a Cronenberg movie. That does sound very interesting.
Yeah.
Because horror is another genre that anime can really, really utilize. Oh, yeah. So, to cap off this little episode, I have a game for you guys to play. Yeah, a rip in peace. Rip in pieces.
Rip that bong in peace, bro.
Unfortunately. Rip that bong in peace. Anim yay or anim nay.
Oh, that says anim. I've done this. That says anim yeah.
No, it's anim yay.
Yay is Y-A-Y.
It just says anime.
Anime, yeah.
No, that's yay as in celebration. I'm talking about yay as in the vote, which is spelled differently.
Or it's
God, learn history.
It's anime.
Learn American history. Yays and nays is different. Anyways.
Anime, yeah.
I think it's
anime. We are going to play anime yay or anime nay. And we've done this structure game before where I'm going to be giving you guys, your job is to tell me with what I'm giving you, is this the description of a real anime or is this the description I made up that is not actually an anime at all?
Okay. Wait up.
So you're going to have to use your discerning skills to tell whether or not these descriptions are real and actual animes or if it's just nonsense.
Do we buzz in or something?
And I'm
You're gonna you're gonna to buzz in. Yep, you're gonna have to give me a
Can I?
And then that's how I'll know that you want to answer
the
question.
And I'm I a in.
Nope.
Okay. No, let them, because it takes long to say that.
And I'm I a.
Nope. you're gonna be coming in with a You got it.
And you have to do the fingers. So. And Jim Lee or Nate will know.
Yep, you gotta go like this, and that's how I know. Yeah.
And if I wasn't listening, and if I was trying to think of an MIA, how to say that? What was the rules again?
So you're gonna be.
I'll figure it out. It's okay.
Listening, I think, to this description and telling me if it's real or fake.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So you're gonna get 1 point if you can ooh in and tell me if it's real or fake. You are going to get an extra point if you say it's real. And you can give me the title.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So,
if it's here we real, go. I guess,
without further ado, anime yay or anime nay, let's figure out how well you guys can figure out animes. All right, first one. This anime features an alien with godlike strength who blows up. All right, I'm going to finish the rest of it just for our listeners, but we got Dala already oo-wooed in. This anime features an alien with godlike strength who blows up the moon and threatens to destroy the world. He agreed to one chance of redemption for the Earth, where he will teach a classroom of students to kill him, but they only have 1 year.
My teacher, my math teacher is an intergalactic warlord?
This is classroom assassin classroom, I think, one or the other. It is real.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. It is real. This is a show called Assassination Classroom.
Whatever.
Such a good premise.
Yep, the giant octopus alien.
With a smiley face.
He is going to teach a bunch of kids to kill him. And if they don't kill him within the year, he destroys the Earth.
Ooh, nice. 2 points, baby.
You'll love to see it. All right. We got 2 points for Dala, 0 points for Gamble Dog.
The only anime I've seen, probably. No. On this list, probably, yeah.
Oh, you've seen some.
On this list, probably.
Right, hurry up so I can win.
We'll see. We'll
how many yaois do you have on here, actually? Because those I've seen a lot.
All of them. Yeah. Here we go. So the next one is, a boy from the future finds a magic. This is supposed to say magic sword. Oh. It just says magic. A boy from the future finds a magic sword that can talk. It takes him to the past to save the era of kings and magic.
To play shitty games that suck ass.
And Gibble
this
Dang.
This is fake. This sounds like some early or late 90s fucking Rankin Bass shit.
That's exactly what I was thinking when I made it up. Yeah. It is indeed fake.
Fuck you, Dala.
That is a absolute fake one. So now Gibbledang has one and Dala has two. Let's see if Gibbledang can make the comeback of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime.
With a lifetime.
Next, a rowdy teen harnesses the power of sentient clothing and the powers of partial nudity.
Oh my god.
To overthrow a school hierarchy that determines social status based on their clothes superpowers. Yes,
I
Dala?
Think I have a Goku level 5 outfit myself, because this is Kill la Kill.
This is Kill la Kill. That is correct. I wasn't sure if I could describe this one in a way that would make it obvious or not obvious. So
it's hard. Also,
I wanted to see if I could take some that are popular but still make them sound non-obvious, because the descriptions at their core are really silly.
I will say, yeah. I love such a good... Which, real quick, little quick sidebar, Gym Leader Nate. Which club would you join in the school? Because, you know, there's like the band geeks, there's like the prep kids.
No, the band geeks, 100%. That was me in school. I literally was the drum major, like, for our marching band.
Okay.
I was full tilt music. All right. I was in school.
So, lame. Three-star Goku outfit.
I would agree. Lame. Yeah. Looks like you're going to have to turn up your turn up the heat here, Gibble Dang. All right.
Let's see.
Our next one is, a teen boy meets an energetic friend who isn't aware that she has the powers of a god and can rewrite reality as she sees fit. Ooh. Whatever fun event she wants to happen in her life will happen, and she must not know she's causing it. I think I heard Dala in. Dala, would you like to guess?
I'll My say best it's friend's real, but a reality know. Altering god?
Yeah. Actually, let me take a guess, actually, at the name. Yeah. It's called, oh my gosh, my reality, but I can't know about it. That's what it's called.
What? Nice.
Shot in the dark.
This is a real anime. Okay. They are correct. It is called The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya.
Oh, it's your favorite word, Dala.
Yeah,
the word
it's the most middle.
Yeah, the melancholy.
It translates to the middle of Haruhi.
So, yep, the very interesting anime where there's just a really, like, a preppy girl at his school where she quite literally... Anything she wants to happen, she's like, this would be interesting if this happened in my life.
Well.
And it does.
But it does. But she says
because she controls the world.
I bet people are still homeless and people still starve, and that's not addressed.
Actually, more homeless.
Yeah.
And see, that's why I don't like anime, because things like that aren't addressed.
She doesn't know that she controls the world. She can't just be like, I want to cure world hunger.
Wow, so that's not even something that's on her mind. What kind of protagonist do I, why would I want to follow
her? That's so true. That's actually so true. At no point was she like, man, I really wish all wars would end.
Yeah, man. We need to end fucking Hawktua, girl.
I guess we do got to keep these wars going on forever, I guess. So,
She's actually just a victim of propaganda.
Yeah. Jason says,
she's like,
so
actually,
cute.
I think capitalism's okay. All right, the next one. Shy, timid girl becomes a streamer and upsets her pretty popular twin sister who can't handle not getting all the attention. All right, Gibble Dang, you oo-ooed in. Is this real or fake?
This is fake. This is the story of my life.
That's correct. This is the Gibble Dang the anime. This one is fake. Yeah. At least it's not real yet. You never know.
Really, because the Gibble Dang anime hasn't came out yet. Still in work in progress. Mm-hmm.
All right, the score is Gibble Dang 2 and Dala with 4. Let's see.
How does he have 4?
Can happen.
Why does he have
5? That's true. 5.
How is he getting 2 points per question? I've only got,
because if you guess the title, if you guess it's real and guess the title, then you get an extra point because you're an actual anime fan.
Okay. Woo, indeed. No.
All right. Next.
I kid.
Luckily, it's all made up and the points don't matter. All right.
Yeah, but I've won every game so far.
These matter. This will be
so
money.
It matters to me.
All right. A boy gets into a terrible car wreck and needs facial reconstruction surgery.
Ooh.
Having kept a picture of his school crush in his wallet, the surgeons mistook it for a picture of him, reconstructing his face into that of a pretty girl. His crush becomes convinced that he is her long-lost twin sister. So, I heard, sorry, who was who did that first?
Oh, it was me.
Was that Dala?
It was me, yeah. Why are you going to ask who did it first? It was me.
Well, because I heard it was so soft. I was like,
oh, well, if it was soft, it was Dala, but if it was first, it was me.
Yeah, so soft first, then. I want to say it's it's real because, like, there's just so many animes that are like this. But I feel like you also did your homework and you wrote a really good, like, in-depth one. I think I will go with fake for this one.
I'm gonna say it's like real.
I think it's.
I'm gonna say it's,
I think
real.
It's fake.
I'm actually my girlfriend now. Ooh, all the boys
want
to fuck
girlfriend.
Me.
It's just his crush.
Yeah,
it's just the girl he's obsessed with.
Okay.
All right. Well, Dollar said. Wait, which one did you say? Sorry,
I'm gonna say fake. I think this might be something you made or.
I'm gonna say real.
Fake. All right. So it is technically fake because this is a manga, but it is not an anime.
That's why I was like, there's a lot of.
This was never adapted into a show, but this was a manga.
Give this like 2026. This is going to be out of fucking. No, I'm right. I said fake.
I'm going to give a point to both of you. I've decided because I do what I want. And because this is both fake and real.
Yeah, fair. I mean, if you move the book quick enough, it is like an anime, you know? If you flip through the pages quick enough. It moves around like it.
Interesting.
That's
Interesting.
How books work,
okay.
right?
Sure. So comic books just are cartoons
Pretty
if
much.
You flip the pages fast enough.
Yeah. You do the like the Captain Underpants back and forth flip-a-rama shit.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Or you do the Mad Magazine where you bend all the pages and it makes another big picture.
It makes big boobs.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, big boobs, anime.
See?
Proof.
See?
All right. A girl is locked in a tower with only ice cream to eat. When she is finally rescued by a knight, she must learn to live in a normal life as a morbidly obese woman obsessed with sweets. Yeah, good old egg.
This is real. This is awesome.
It sounds like it could
this
very well be.
This is fake. Ah! I made this one up. This is not real.
You should write anime. Or
but it does, write manga. It does sound like it would be real.
Oh, hell yeah.
So...
That's so fucked up, dude. What's your problem?
Well, part of the reason it sounds real is because
a girl that's fat and then she doesn't know how to not be fat.
Animes have a tendency of making fat characters' whole story be about the fact that they're fat.
Okay.
Like, their whole personality. They're like, if there's a fat character, he's like, I use my ultimate move. Yummy tummy
I'm
gonna time.
I'm
going to
eat lunch,
and
a second lunch.
yeah, that's literally, like, I can't do this. I haven't had my snack yet. So, like.
I've only eaten 3-course meals, and I'm starving.
Yeah, that was a calculated bait, and Gibbledang could not resist because he desperately wanted that to be real.
It's not real yet.
That's Wait, so I don't
say.
Get two
not
points for
yet.
This
because so
there's no title for it. So this
to
point
me,
is
like,
only
wrong?
One point.
No,
but how come? So that means that this question would only get me 1 point. This
if you got it
this
right,
game's
yeah,
rigged.
Correct.
I did get it right.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. You
oh,
just
okay.
said it, you said you was real, and it's fake. The word "fake" is still up. Here.
I guess my heart knew. My heart knew it was fake, but I guess I just really wanted it to be real.
That's yeah.
Good.
All right. Next prompt. A man weaponizes his nose hairs to fight against the Chrome Dome Empire and prevent them from shaving the world bald. Gibbledang. That's correct. This is real.
Oh,
this is a real anime.
Oh, okay.
It
was actually called.
Bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck did you... How'd you answer? There you go. They got 2 points.
You did. Just saying all those bows was the
answer.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That was... I was like, what the fuck was going on? Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is real. So that is 2 points for Gibbledang.
Oh.
So now it is... what is it? Six? Oh, or sorry. Yeah. Six, two...
Eight.
I'm keeping track. 6-5.
Oh,
it's
yep.
6-5.
Okay. They just jumped up in the point somehow. This one was worth like 10.
So now, 6-5. Let's see what the future holds, though. Color-coded gangs of delinquent teenagers fight for dominance in the streets of Tokyo, all of it being manipulated by online chat rooms and a motorcycle rider with no head. All right, Gibbledang, is this real or fake?
This one is real.
It's real fake.
And it's like,
what it is.
This one is real.
It's real. Cancel it. No, I think it's real. And I think it's like I don't know if it's like an Alice in Wonderland name or whatever. But yeah, I think it's real. Mm-hmm. Or I could be thinking of something else entirely.
This is real. Yeah. This is a real anime called Doodadada.
Okay.
An anime that I very much enjoyed. It's a little weird.
Doodadada.
Yeah.
But honestly, a great time. Okay. There's like randomly a guy who has super strength for no reason. Like no one, like there's all these things where like, where there's one character who is a headless spirit from Anxious Times who no longer has a horse to ride. So now she rides a motorcycle instead. She's basically the headless horseman.
That's cool.
And like, but then also there's a guy downtown who just has super strength. Just no explanation, no reason. He just has super strength.
Right. That like, makes sense because it's anime. It's, and that's what One Piece Man is. Yeah, like.
And then I'd like...
It's just a story.
I like if there's another guy who's like buff. Charles Dickens, who's a really good writer. He's like, oh, here, yeah, let me write a story.
Kind of. And then one of the other big characters, his power is he's an information broker for the... for like the criminal underground. Like, so wait, there's one guy, like there's like gang stuff, and then there's also superpower, and then there's also mythical fairy tale legend. Like, it's all over the place.
That's funny.
All right, we are on to our last question. It is now tied 6-6. This is going to determine everything for all the marbles. Ooh. The city of Tokyo struggles for survival. Every
will again.
Did you both of you do that at the same time? Yeah. I think I technically.
I didn't heard. I didn't say it at all. Dala just said it first before anything.
Oh, he said it so forcefully. I just heard feedback. I thought that was both of you saying it at the same time.
I thought I saw you speak too. That's why I was like, oh shit, that's hella funny. We both. Read the prompt. So.
The city of Tokyo struggles for survival as every electronic appliance in the country is possessed as a yokai. Some turn to fighting the appliances, others turn to taming them, but some can only run and hide. So, Dala, is this fake real, or real?
And it's called Yokai Appliance.
That's... You're onto something.
Wait,
there.
can I?
But unfortunately, this is fake because I made this up.
Nice, okay.
So that means that this is now going to be ending in a tie. Congratulations, both of you did great.
We're both equal both anime fans.
I like that.
You'll both be winning anime body pillows of me.
Yes,
even better.
To like a 6-foot tall body fellow. It's a body fellow.
I broke him in.
A body, yeah, as I say.
I know that they're me, but I made sure to break them in for you. Don't you worry, your pretty little
it's
head.
Just masturbation at that point, right?
So plugs.
Nope, still a sin. Anyways, plugs.
I didn't say it's not a sin. I just said it's
true.
They could both be true.
Well, if anybody needs to find me, I'm Gym Leader Nate on everything. You know, please feel free to, you know, email the show, nodumbidea@gmail.com, if you want to tell us how you feel about an episode, if you want to tell me all about how these animes are disgusting sins that should never be aired. I would love to hear about it.
Demolish
the world of anime. It's me, Dala. You can find me at dala.art on Instagram, you silly bakas.
What's this voice that you're...
There you
what's
go.
This... What, why are you doing
it's
a voice?
It's his edgy... It's his edgy anime voice, obviously.
Really?
Well, if you want to follow me at GibbleBang, go ahead and do it.
And make sure you follow the podcast at No Dumb Idea everywhere, all the time, every place, all at once.
Everywhere. Ain't...
YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, your mom's house. Oh, we're everywhere.
God. Why don't we give a shout-out to being a slime? Turning into slime?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to really big swords. Yeah. I want to give a quick shout-out to Blue Hair. Blue Hair that stands up in weird ways.
Shout-out Assassination Classroom. Pretty damn good. Go check it out.
Yeah. Shout out to the having the drill that will pierce the heavens.
Being so fat that's all that you know, and then when someone rescues you from a tower,
shout out to
only
eating ice cream.
Shout out Dubs Not
Honestly,
Subs.
That was just me. Shout out to Dubs Not Subs. Woo! Shout out to Subs Not Dubs. Ooh. Whichever way you go.
Shout out to both Dubs and Subs.
Bilingual.
Yeah, or neither.
Shout out to people who watch dubbed on mute. Nice. I can't learn the story visually. It doesn't deserve to be known.
Real fans read lips.
Yeah,
true. Perfect.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.